Is started.
Hi, good evening. It's a small crowd, but it's really nice that you came out and kind of, came out and spent the effort and time to meet with us to talk about Pennington Circle and its improvements and its changes since the fall of 2015. I'm Julie Blake. I am on the Township Committee, but I'm the Public Safety Liaison. So with the help of Paul Pogorzelski, the Township Engineer, and the police, this is Lieutenant Chris Kasich. He works with traffic and patrolling. He's in charge of those things. We're here to really offer an opportunity for you to talk about what your concerns are, any suggestions for improvements, and we're going to be collecting that information about the Pennington Circle in terms of both the metering, increase or decrease in traffic, and I'm going to allow both gentlemen to kind of share their experience, have a few words, as well as, taking your questions and giving you an opportunity to share. As you know, I've passed around a piece of paper that allows you to put your email, your name, and what we would like to do is to collect all the information we've gathered tonight, share it with the DOT, allow them to address your concerns, and then get back to you about what some of those results and conversations are about. I'm trying to think if there's anything else you'd like me to cover. I am not speaking as a committee member tonight, but I think we all share the sentiments that we would like to collect as much hard data, meaning, the traffic, the accidents, things like that, the list of accidents, as well as qualitative data, which would include your concerns and maybe your experiences. While we have hard data about accidents, there's a lot of potentially near misses, and that's where we really count on you to share that, because we wouldn't have a police report on a series of things that you're experiencing, continually, perhaps at the same time of day. So again, I'm Julie Blake, Public Safety Liaison. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Pogorzelski and to Lieutenant Kasich, and then we'll take your questions.
Thank you. So we, as Julie said, we really appreciate everyone coming tonight. It's important to hear what your experiences are. We have been hearing some experiences via email, and we've been reporting those directly as they come in, directly to the DOT. The DOT is aware of tonight's meeting. We invited them to tonight's meeting so they could at least hear what's being said firsthand, but they are aware that we will bundle up, transcribe everything and bundle it up and send it off to them for their review and input. And that being said, I think Lieutenant Kasich has some real-time accident report information that he can share with you.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming. We examined two time periods, and it's just informational purposes for you. And we looked at the area of the circle from one metering signal to another, and in a time frame from September 24th, 2014 until March 22nd of 2015, 44 motor vehicle crashes occurred in that area, in between those two metering sites. 35 of them were rear-end collisions, and the large majority of those, if not all of them, occurred from people trying to go from 546 eastbound, coming from Titusville, trying to cross the circle and go towards Pennington, where they went to go out in traffic, then stopped, and someone rear-ended them. So seven were angle crashes. One just clearly went off the road due to a medical condition, and there was one sideswipe collision. So again, that was September 24th, 2014 to March 22nd of 2015. So the improvements to the circle begin in the period of March 22nd, 2016. The first striping occurred September 21st of 2015, and the metering signals went active December 14th of 2015. So in this second period, we're gonna look from September 2015 until just 3/17 or March 17th of this year. We had 43 motor vehicle crashes that occurred in this same period, so only one less crash. The difference being only 20 rear-end crashes were reported on Washington's Crossing Road trying to get across the circle. So it nearly cut it in half by having the metering signals essentially allowing a break in traffic and people to go across. The only increase we saw was an uptick in sideswipe crashes in the first couple weeks when the changes went into effect. Essentially, I think, is people weren't used to the changes and didn't know what to do. And this is my own personal belief, I'm not backing it up, but the large majority of people that commute every day or see each other every day are the same people every day. You don't have people just randomly driving through. So now, as people have gotten used to the changes, we've seen a decrease, essentially, in these types of crashes. And so there was the last rear-end collision we had at 546 trying to cross the circle was back in January. So we've gone almost 2 months, or 3 months really, without any type of crash. So statistically, we have seen a decrease in crashes there in that direction. But again, overall, just a decrease of one crash in that specific area. And we've also done some proactive enforcement. The first couple weeks, we did have a grace period there where, like, if people were cutting people off, we'd stop them and advise them, you know, like, hey, you know, you got to pay attention to the traffic circle, blah, blah, blah. And that seemed to have a positive effect. And every once in a while, like every week, we surge down there, send a few officers down, concentrate rush hour, morning rush hour, afternoon, looking for these specific cutoff violations. And we do, you know, we do take appropriate enforcement action when we need to. So.
How many have
any questions on what I've talked about so far?
So, yeah, we'd like to open it up to the public.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you can lead this, but we would like to open it to the public. But before you ask your question or, you know, provide a comment or even just give us some suggestions, or if you find that it's wonderful and that you'd like to see it stay the same, please state your name and your address so that we can make sure that we're noting, you know, who's saying what, if you wouldn't mind. So if anybody would like to stand up and just ask a question or share with us what your experience is, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks.
Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
My name is Emilie Jenka. I live on Ingleside Avenue.
Ingleside.
I've noticed a lot of time when you are coming from South 31 heading north that people from the inside lane are going to cut through because they're not aware that only the right lane goes up to 31 north. Would it be possible to put arrows on the, at least on this, on the right way, saying that there's only this lane will go up to 31 north? I think it would avoid a lot of people cutting us. It's really short.
Right. I just would like to reiterate, that's one comment that I've heard many times in different venues, and I really appreciate that you shared that. Thank you. Thanks.
Jim? Good evening. My name is Jim McGuire. I'm a lifelong Hopewell Valley resident. I live at 14 Manway Avenue in the township. I have been driving the Pennington Circle since November 1964, when I turned 17 and got my driver's license. And I will tell you, probably John may have a year or two on me, but I will tell you that the circle as it is presently striped with the metering lights is the best traffic flow and the safest traffic flow that I have experienced driving that same circle since 1964. I think it you kind of never knew where to go, and the striping and the lanes help, and the metering lights give you enough of a break to get into the circle when you need to. So with respect to the circle, well done. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. You have a lot of experience. Thank you.
Dan Pace, 9 Railroad Place, Pennington, New Jersey. Well, unlike John and Mr. McGuire, say hi to Mr. McGuire from
here.
I've only been driving the circle since 1977. And when I used to wake up in the morning, my clock radio was tuned to WH, and Jimmy Johnson gave his crop report. And then the traffic report said delays at the Pennington Circle.
Wow.
So there have been delays at the Pennington Circle since 1977. What I'm here to say is that the delays at the Pennington Circle now are better than they were back in 1977. My only complaint is when you're entering the circle from going southbound and you want to take the turn to go northbound, or like you're coming out of the ShopRite parking lot, you want to go northbound on Route 31. Why is there only one lane there when there used to be enough room, and there still is enough room for two lanes there? So I would like to see two lanes.
I have to think about that.
And that would prevent cars from backing up into the southbound Route 31 traffic.
Okay.
Did you understand what he was saying?
Yes.
Where that exit was?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. Would there be somebody else who would like to share their experiences?
I'm Pam. We're at 75 Ag Court. We're in the local grant community. I don't know if it's the lights that have increased traffic on Wellington, but the traffic is much faster than 25 miles an hour. I don't know if we can get speed bumps put in.
Oh, that's interesting.
We've asked the association numerous times to put in speed bumps. They say it's township. Township says it's the community. We don't know which, but we've been asking for years. And it's horrible. You can't walk because the speed limit is, it's 25 miles an hour, but they don't do 25. Have you, I don't know if you radar there much.
No idea. No, I'm just in my head and said, we'll be out there tomorrow.
They can go 40 miles an hour through there. Yeah. You can hear them. As soon as they hit the tennis courts, It's nonstop until they hit the pool.
Is there a better time or worse time of day to hear that kind of activity?
Obviously rush hour in the morning And in the evenings, but it's all night long too, because once everybody's home around 10 o'clock at night, it's nonstop. It's straight through there. Like, I walk my dogs about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and you can just, people come whipping through there. Like, if you just watched it for maybe 24 hours, just in different spots, like the tennis court, the pool, and right there in the middle where the trees are, where there isn't anything, just put like a radar detector, just, you know, just 24 hours, you'll see how fast people really do go through there. Get slowed down, get some speed bumps, that'd be great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Did you, I don't know if you had an opportunity, but we are collecting names and emails. You got it? Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to participate and share?
Thanks.
Thank you.
I have one last comment.
Thank you.
Because of the metering light, when you are heading south on Route 31, there's a lot of traffic backup and backs up past Ingle site. So up towards Pennington Market, and people tend on rush hours to cut much more on the inside avenue. And I was wondering if there couldn't be something you could do in order to prevent anybody from cutting through Ingleside. People are flying by.
And you're talking about Ingleside.
Ingleside.
It's going west or east?
Ingleside.
So it's southbound, actually.
Southbound?
Yeah, we spoke a few times.
I'm sorry.
Remember? Yeah. We spoke a few times, I think, right? Yeah, right. I'm the one you talk to when you
Yeah,
we have been trying to increase our presence
there. So I think we're coming this way.
The problem is, that's a county road.
This is
Yeah, well, this is north.
I understand.
It's like east.
I think Gazelski could speak.
We all have our different.
Counting tax dollars.
And the last time I tried to contact the county, I didn't get any reply.
Yeah. And we are, I'm sure you've seen this, we're out there routinely writing tickets.
But I don't know if there could be a sign at the flashing light saying no right turns on rush hours from when people are heading south.
It's an option.
6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then like 3 to 6, because the kids are still walking on the street. We are walking on the street, and there's a lot of families on Ingleside. Mm-hmm. And with all the traffic backup that is more around like 4-ish, 5-ish, people are cutting through Ingleside and flying by. And it's still 25 miles an hour, but people are driving at least 40.
Does it, I don't know if either of you have the answer for this, but I know the metering was, they talked about it when they posted it, that it would be metered at every 15 seconds during rush hour. Is it 15 seconds?
Yes, it's about 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty accurate.
Okay.
But still, one of my neighboring ideas on the corner of Ingleside and 31 is posting picture on Hopewell update, and you can see like the line at her house, and the traffic is backing up, and I noticed
actually, I have a meeting with the county traffic engineer tomorrow morning, and I will ask him where his responses are, and ask him if, you know, this sort of cut-through traffic will negatively affect what's happening at 546 in Ingleside, because that could affect the performance at that intersection as well, so he needs to be aware of that. So, thank you.
Thank you. Ma'am, did you have anything that you'd like for us to hear? All right. Mr. Hart.
John Hart, Township Committee member, but also I drive that road with my car, my pickup truck, and a tractor trailer. So I've been doing it since 19... Well, I have my farmer's license since 1969, Jim. So that's how long I've been going around that circle. So anyway, what I noticed is the southbound or northbound light works well. That's fine. I haven't seen any problem there. That takes a break so people can get shop right and they gotta cut across. I think that work lights are pretty good. The southbound light up, you know, heading towards the circle from north, that one is a real problem. I've seen it backed up all the way past the train tracks, trestle, especially on Fridays when there's a lot more traffic. And I think it's better put if we put that have put that light at Ingleside, because what happens is traffic backs up and then people come out of Ingleside where she's coming from, they want to get on 31, traffic's backed up and they try to sneak out and somebody gives them a gap, but the people heading north can't see them coming. Sometimes they slam on the brakes and almost hit these people. So that should be a light there. I said that before they put the light there. I said don't put it where you're at, just put it at Ingleside. It's been a dangerous, everybody takes their life in their hands trying to get across that road.
Yes, I
know, we always ask it. Well, now we're going to try to get it done. We had to make it public.
But we just had like no taxes for
it. I know, we've been doing it for years, but they waste their money on that light, and they should have had it northbound in the Ingleside. It makes no sense. But what I noticed when you're heading north, like I was telling Chris, we should have trucks right-hand lane only. And they shouldn't be in the left-hand lane. It's a very, very dangerous road. There should be a sign, 4-ton GVW and more, and over, right-hand lane only. And there should be a sign northbound near the Wydell building past the coffee shop, past Starbucks. Should be right-hand, northbound 31, right-hand hand only. Because if people, what happens, they get a left-hand lane, they would go left. If there's trailer trucks going there, they're going to make these wide turns, then they're trying to get in there, and then they end up going around the circle again.
Yeah.
So many times people go around that circle two times. They can't make that turn. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's often that would happen today, because I need to get across. Because I was coming from ShopRite, and I wanted to get over, and I couldn't get over.
So to the right-hand lane, again. Right.
You know, I don't want to cause an accident here. But there's a couple ways we can improve that. But the northbound light down by south down here is fine. But the north one is definitely the problem because that traffic backs way up. And the people can't get out of the driveways that are on 31. There's a few houses there. They have a hard time getting out of the driveway in the evenings. Mornings, I don't think it's that bad. Now, you were saying, Chris, about the traffic accidents. You have to realize now people are used to it, but they're all commuters. Summertime, you got vacation people that travel that road that don't travel all the time. Like from June when school's out through September, they're going to the Poconos or going to that shore. That's where you're going to see more accidents because there's a lot more traffic there when school's out. Yeah. You don't get the commuter traffic, you get the vacation people too. That's where you might see some dangerous accidents if we don't get some kind of improvements there.
May I ask a question while you're still standing?
Sure.
You know, you had mentioned the, you know, the rear end collisions between the meters. What about backing, you know, I guess headed south but north of the meter? Because that's where it collects, right? And that's where it would be, that's where the rear you know, the bumping up against people would happen is because, you know, if every 15 seconds you're looking up and down and you're, you know, I don't know if there's been an increase in that area. I don't know.
I don't have the data with me right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can certainly look at it tomorrow. I can pull that for you and get
probably
it.
Probably half those people are looking at this.
I can tell you off the top of my head, yeah, that hasn't been a tremendous problem of reportable accidents.
And then all of a sudden they look up and they hit the... Yeah. Their gas, and then they put their brakes on, and something. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm almost used to it now. I do it every day going south, and I still kind of get, you know, in the trap of going forward, and then it's a red light immediately.
Sure.
That 15 seconds is hard. I don't know if anyone else has had that experience, but you know, that's something to. I don't know if that's you've seen any increase.
So. Nothing really notable. No.
Okay.
I think it's pretty much status quo.
All right.
Well,
we're going to fight hard for that light. I agree with you. We need to have that light there. I don't know if they want to put the, they're talking about putting a drugstore there. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but even if that doesn't happen, they still need a light there. Just very, very dangerous.
No, thank you very much.
So, respectfully, I have a different view than my good friend John Hart with respect to the light at 31 in Ingleside.
Yes.
I live on Van Way Avenue, which feeds into Ingleside.
Yes.
Right near that intersection. My concern if a light goes up at that intersection is that it is going to increase the traffic on Ingleside and on Van Nuys. Van Nuys is a Pennington Borough Road. My side of Van Nuys is in the township.
Yes.
There are no sidewalks on Van Nuys Avenue, either on the borough side or the township side. There are a number of young children, as young as infants born on or around Christmas time, that live on Van Nuys. On the other side of 31, on Ingleside, that has no sidewalks either. So the problem is, I mean, you're always trying to balance things, and when you try to solve one thing, you create another problem. And my concern is that if you put a light at that intersection, that it's going to create a more dangerous situation on Van Nuys Avenue and on Ingleside that aren't equipped for the volume of traffic that's likely to result if you have a light there. So
right.
I would have a different view. I would strongly oppose putting a light at that intersection.
Well, I believe, and Mr. Pokrzywski can address this, that both Pennington Borough addressed that concern as well as the DOT responded when we did ask about putting it in. They had a response, and I'll let him.
That's correct. Yeah. DOT said no, they didn't. Well, our suggestion was to not install the metering signal and to put the traffic light at Ingleside in lieu of a metering signal, and they said no, that the spacing was too far. Certainly they went ahead and put the metering signal in. I do not know if, you know, there's this new application, if whatever happens and a traffic light ends up at Ingleside, if the metering signal would go away. I'm not really sure. I have posed that question to DOT and said, if a traffic signal occurs, a full signal occurs at Ingleside, does the metering signal go away? They haven't responded to my question yet. So either way, there's opinions all over the place.
Would have to go away,
yeah, but I mean, it would seem that DOT has already considered the issue and made a decision with input from the township and the borough and came to the conclusion that the metering light would be more appropriate. I'm not sure what would make them change their mind at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, probably nothing at this point. The only thing that would change is if that traffic signal, if there is a full signal at Ingleside, you know, would that change their mind as to whether or not, you know, if a signal goes in at Ingleside, does that mean the metering signal goes away? That was my question to them. Because a lot of times you can't have signals within a half a mile of each other. You're not supposed to.
But I mean, it seems to me that they would have thought of that when they
yes.
made the decision to put the metering light where it is. It was what was before them was a metering light as proposed by DOT or a light at Ingleside and 31 as proposed by the township and opposed by Pennington Borough. The DOT made a decision that the appropriate place to put the metering light is exactly where it is. But thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to make a public comment, suggestion for improvement, or concern about the traffic circle that was completed in, I guess, the fall of 2015? If we have no further comments, what we'd like to do is, if you have not had an opportunity to write your name and your email address, we would like to take that so that we can collect all of the comments that you've made this evening and share it with the DOT, Department of Transportation. Please feel free to contact either myself, you know, obviously the police if it's an emergency in terms of traffic. But we do know that there are people who weren't able to come tonight, and we'd still like to hear from them. So we have our email addresses on the Hopewell Township website. Please contact us. Julie Blake, Paul Pergazewski, or any township member would like to, you know, would forward your comments. Thank you all very much for coming out tonight, and please, you know, feel free to let us know if you have any concerns. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good.